This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, October the 23rd. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race card for you today at Leopardstown. The highlights being the 2:35, the Trigo Stakes, a listed contest over a mile and a quarter, and the Group 3 Kilvullen Stakes, 7 furlong contest for the two-year-olds. Plenty of good maidens as well at the front end of the card and handicaps towards the back end alike to make sure that we have an entertaining and hopefully profitable afternoon at the Dublin venue. We begin with the 1:30, which looks a competitive race on paper. But the standout performer so far to date on the figures is Key to My Heart from the Aidan O'Brien stable. She's had the 4 starts so far to date and is gradually working her way up the ladder. She finished 3rd on a couple of runs, and then she finished 2nd last time out at Navan in quite a strongly run maiden won by I'm So Fancy. But given that Key to My Heart was doing all her best work at the finish, certainly suggests that she's going to be shedding the maiden tag sooner rather than later. She's got a very good draw as well today, nice low draw in track 5, whereas one or two of her main market rivals are rather stuck out on the wing, including Wild Irish Rose and Sea of Women. Of course, they would have been major contenders, having only just finished behind Key to My Heart at Navan the other day. So with the draw in her favour, a good, probably positive ride today by Shami Heffernan to really get this stoke the coals on this filly by Galileo. Hopefully she can get off the mark at the 5th time of asking. So Key to My Heart, the choice in race number 1.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which again looks a very competitive maiden. The pick on form here has to be Clongowes from the Jim Bulger stable. A couple of starts for this one. 3rd behind the useful Finn McCall and Harbour Breeze on debut at Navan. And then bettered that performance by chasing home Spanish Tenor on its next start down in Cork. 2 time figures for both of those two races have been very good. And it's interesting that Spanish Tenor runs in the Group 3 contest at 3:05. Connections obviously see fit to take the plunge with that horse later on. So that form could be very useful coming into a race of this description. But though obviously there's got to be others that are respected here. Aidan O'Brien once again has a battalion of horses to run here. The pick of them might well turn out to be Abyssian. That's certainly judged by the market activity this morning. Belgravia looks a little bit easier to back, whereas Abyssian has been all the rage. But I'll stick with Clongowes. I like the form, and I do like the horses with experience, obviously, around this demanding track today. That could count for plenty. So Jim Bulger's Charge is the pick in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the first of the pattern races today, and this comes in the shape of the 2:35, which is the Trigo Stakes. All eyes were bound to be here on Zorak. He hasn't run since the early part of last season when he was very impressive, beating Endless Drama. I mean, that form stands out as the pick coming into this race. He's rated 111, but there has to be a little bit of an element of doubt whether he can be capable of running up to his best off the back of a layoff. If he does, then obviously he'll probably take all the beating at even money this morning. But I do quite like the chance of Hibiscus from an each-way perspective. I'm not saying she'll definitely beat Zorak, but I certainly think she'll give you a decent run for your money if you're looking for an alternative. And her last few runs have certainly been a massive improvement since winning a maiden on her 5th start at the Curragh. She clocked a good time in that day, and then she went back to the Curragh over a mile and a half, finished 2nd to Alvina when not getting the clearest of runs. And then she was sent off favourite last week at Nace in a listed contest won by Toe of the Line. Unfortunately, the combination of the really heavy ground and not a particularly good track position, or a good ride by Donica O'Brien, let's say, because he set the horse round the inside, which ended up being not a particularly wise move because it was very, very testing up the inside there last week. So I actually thought she did quite well to finish where she did, considering the track that she plotted on that particular occasion. I think the better ground will suit today. Drop back in trip shouldn't be an issue. And hopefully with a more streetwise ride from Shami Heffernan today, should bring about a much improved and more positive performance from Hibiscus. So she's the choice each way in race number three.
Race four.
On to race number four then, and this is the second of the pattern races. This is for two-year-olds. It's a Kilvullen Stakes, a Group 3 contest, which brings together a very select bunch of horses, all coming from different form lines. We've got Making Light, who was impressive the other day down in Limerick, both visually and on the clock. We've also got Holistic Approach, who created a favourable impression on his debut at the Currahstone and very powerfully in the latter stages. So obviously we've got you know, the big stables represented as always. I do quite like Spirit of Valor as a horse, this caught by Warfronter, albeit he made heavy weather of winning the other day over six furlongs at Nace. Being a son of Warfronter, he wouldn't have really liked the ground that day, so I thought he showed a lot of bravery and tenacity to get the job done despite the conditions not being in his favour. Much better ground today will definitely suit Aidan O'Brien's charge, and I think he'll go well. But there were also, I'm interested in at the prices this morning, is Spanish Tenor. Now, I'm hopeful that Clon Gomez runs really well in the 2 o'clock, as I do think that form line down in Cork is quite a good one for a two-year-old maiden. It was a very strongly run race. The time figure suggests that he shouldn't have had too many problems coping with what's thrown at him here this afternoon. And just because he comes from a small stable of Timothy Dore doesn't mean to say that he hasn't got to be respected. Timothy's a very useful trainer, and he certainly wouldn't be cuddling you know, his geese swans at all. So let's hope that his justification of running in a group race off the back of winning a maiden is a very wise one. 12 to 1 with William Hill this morning. I'm going to take a bit of a punt that Spanish Tenor outruns his odds.
Race 5.
On to the 3-4 to then, and this looks to be one of the most competitive races on the card. We've got Aidan O'Brien, obviously strongly represented by Tang Dynasty and Perfect Storm. And it's the latter of those two which I'm going to concentrate on here for my selection. This horse made all the running the other day in the hands of Anna O'Brien, and she had the attentions of Harbour Beacon to concerning within the latter stages of that race. But I do like the way that he fended off Gerline's even money favourite and stayed on powerfully all the way to the line. Now, also, it was noticeable that that race generated a very, very good last four furlong sectional, so much so that it easily beat the handicap and the good Mullen a quarter conditions race on the card from that point later on in the day. So I do think that that race the other day at Navan was a very good one of its kind. Rating of 85 doesn't seem too stern, considering that he beat a potential group horse in the shape of Harbour Beacon last time out. Ground should be ideal, and a good positive ride is often a shortcut to success here at Leopardstown. So Perfect Storm is the choice in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, again another competitive race, this time over a mile. The automatic choice here for me has to be Kevin Prendergast's Arid. Very lightly raced, but a very consistent type. He hardly ever runs a bad race, you can see by his form figures. He won here two starts ago in the middle of summer at this track, and the way he stayed on in the latter stages certainly suggested that he got on really well with the Dublin venue. And he did it from a high draw as well, which has to be commended. He went to the Curragh the other day. The last time when we saw him, and he finished a very notable third in the Irish Cambridgeshire behind Seawolf and Sikandargabad. Once again, staying on very powerfully from the back of the field. This is what this horse is all about. He does really get home strongly. So a decent run race, which he's bound to get today because there are several front runners in the lineup, should suit this horse right down to the ground. So don't expect him to be on the scene until very late, but hopefully Arid's whirlwind finish will come into effect and take the spoils there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race, and a very wide open handicap, as you can see by the betting here this morning. 8-1 the field, headed by Maidor, who seems to be a bit of a bookies benefit horse at the moment. Every time he goes to the racetrack, he seems to be sent off a short price favourite, as he was the other day at Garum. But once again, he disappointed. So I'm just left a little bit cold by this horse at the current moment in time. So I'm going to pass over Maidor in favour of an improving filly in the shape of Elmgrove. Ever since she's had the hood on, she seems to have really turned the corner and seemed to be running in a more consistent fashion as she proved at Limerick 2 starts ago, and then followed that up with a really commendable effort beyond Kiona Nogg, who's very much a Navan specialist the other day at the County Kildare venue. And I do like the way she finished off her race that afternoon, so much so that I think she probably would have won with a clear run, you know, later on. She just ran into a bit of a wall of horses dropping back in her lap. And if she would have got a smoother passage, she might have actually claimed the spoil. So arguably, she's a bit of a winner without a penalty coming here. Hopefully, today's track will play into her strengths, i.e. the last 2 furlongs are all uphill and on the collar. And with the Willie McCreary team still continuing to thrive, with Billy Lee on board, I'm expecting a big run this afternoon from Elm Grove in the 450.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this is the charity event. All eyes here are going to be on Layback, who absolutely trotted up the other day in a maiden hurdle at Punchestown, doing the job very, very easy. Now, this horse has obviously got a little bit of a previous down at the start because on its last 2 runs on the flats, refused to race. But luckily for Gordon Elliott and Connection today, there aren't any stalls here today in this charity race. Sheikh Farhad takes the ride, and providing he's on his best behaviour down at the start, I'd expect the Larbach's qualities, which were very much on show the other day over hurdles, to take the spoils there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully we'll be back at some stage this week, more likely at Dundalk on Friday evening, so do tune in then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.